God, I love our intro music so much, Ula. I mean, seriously, how do you not feel like you're running through the universe on rockets with that music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good. Welcome, everybody, to Time Out with Gladys and Ula. I'm Gladys.
And I'm Ula. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. We are so excited to have you here.
And we are going to dive into saying a good goodbye to your dead skin cells. We lose millions of skin cells every single day, but why don't we freak out about it? Why don't we do rituals to honor the great lives that our cells lived? Because we don't even put any attention towards it. It's not a big deal. But when it comes to saying goodbye to other people, whether it's through a breakup, a friendship that ended, somebody that died, all of a sudden things get really complicated. So Ula, what are we going to dive into today?
I love that. I love that we're talking about dead skin cells and how it relates to people and saying goodbye to people.
Well, you know everything about dead skin cells because you're trying to get me on a cleansing routine for my skin so I can exfoliate more of those dead skin cells instead of carrying them around every day.
Oh, yeah. There's people who do that too.
So let's dive in. What is this about loss and letting go? Okay. So for everybody listening today, we're going to be doing a check-in on why saying goodbye becomes so complicated. And Ula, I'm curious from your perspective, right? Having gone through the ultimate goodbye of dying over 20 years ago and coming back and realizing just how our whole conception of death is wrong here, the way that we intend to internalize it. Talk us through why the letting go part becomes so complex. Why is there so much pain and heartache when it comes to us being able to release and honor the end of a relationship?
Right. So when we come out on this planet as babies, we have no attachments to anything. And we come with the knowledge that this is just a continuum of something else. And we, after we're done here, we are still going to continue this life and nothing really changes. So we come here and we know that. But then we learn from our parents, our teachers, from the society, our friends, that everything you're thinking is actually wrong. And you should be attached to things, not just people, but like things, like material things. You should hold on to those and you should put some emotion attached to those things. And everything becomes just this super massive, what would be a good word? Like a holding space that we have to have this attachment to things and you're not allowed to let go. Because if you let go easily, there's something wrong with you. And nobody will be, you know, in the space where you feel like, oh, there's something wrong with me because I think differently.
Well, yeah. And you run into that all the time because you are so different and special, right? So now from a psychological perspective, it's interesting because as I was listening to you, you're talking about attachments, the psychologist in me came out and it's like, well, there actually is a need for us to have attachments to our caregivers when we're babies. But our attachments become complex the older that we get. And that's where you mentioned this, the emotions come in. And you know, in the world of psychology, there's something called attachment theory, and it really is the premise to help parents and children understand that how we connect to other people, there's importance in that. We want to have what we call healthy attachments, and these healthy attachments allow us to feel safe, secure, protected, and loved, which, by the way, people, is what I address in my Reset Remedy, which is a meditation. I'm finally fucking owning that I am guiding people through meditation, even though I was super resistant to meditation. You guys can get the Reset Remedy for free. Check our show notes for it. But here's what we want to talk about today, okay, is when it comes to saying goodbye, whether it is a relationship that has gone sour or that has just fizzled out, it's time to end, or even your relationship to your own self, to your identity, to beliefs that you've had. Maybe it's a home. This is where then our emotions are what are complicated. And we've been talking for the past several episodes, Ula, about how our emotions really are the drivers for the kinds of experiences that we create in life. So what is it about letting go that makes our emotions so complicated?
Because it's a loss.
What is it loss?
It's a loss, and ultimately it's basically every single loss in life, it relates to death.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. So let's talk about the death part of this all.
The dead skin cells?
Yes. Let's go back to the dead skin cells and the death there.
Yes. I think when people look at their relationships with other people, whether it's a love relationship gone bad, or it's a relationship with your child that's not working out, or it's just a friendship that's gone sour, we feel like it's a huge loss. If we, no matter how bad that situation is, you're going to lose something, because you wouldn't have that relationship had it not started out really good and fun and exciting. You wouldn't have that relationship. So you always will have that loss feeling to it. And that's how we see these things, rather than what it actually is, that you are being called to something better and greater.
That's a tricky one. Because there's all kinds of losses, but if we go right to the heart of the ultimate loss that we're all afraid of, it's death, right? And I'm thinking about a clubhouse club that I was a part of, where everybody there were mothers that had lost a child, right? And so to hear that, right, if I lost a child, there's something better coming for me. That's like almost, is blasphemy the right word? It just feels so wrong, honey, when I went to hear that. So let's untangle this, because here's what's coming up for me. Our relationship to death is so somber and so heartbreaking and hard, because those are the stories that we've been fed, right? That if we lose someone, if there's tragedy, we need to suffer, right? If we're still around. Now, that doesn't mean that when somebody dies, or when you lose something, a relationship, this relationship can be to anything or anyone, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have sorrow and heartbreak. I think it's really important to establish that, you know, we are capable of that full emotional spectrum. And this is the opportunity that we have as humans, is to experience emotions like sorrow and heartbreak and grief. At the same time, there is the other end of the emotional spectrum that has not been woven into the narrative of death. That's celebration, joy, ease, peace, gratitude, forgiveness, acceptance, understanding. These are the other parts of that same loss experience that we have full access to, but we don't even go there. It's like I said earlier, it's almost like sacrilegious if we were to experience these other things. So then your comment, honey, of anytime we have a loss, we're being prepared for something better. It's like we can't even entertain that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it becomes, and I think the idea of losing anything, and especially death, it feels so final to us that we simply can't entertain the idea that I should be grateful that I had this person in my life because they died, or I can remember the good times when I was able to enjoy that person in blood and flesh here, and yet that person is never gone. They are always energetically here, always.
And there's also something too that, you know, when I've listened to you share your story of dying, Ula, and what your experience was on the other side, right? When I felt my mother infuse me with her spirit at her funeral and experience that sense of profound elation, all of these stories, right, of what the other side is like for those that have moved on, it's celebratory. It's completely free, right, of burden, of sorrow, of guilt, remorse, any of that. And it's a deep state of pure, profound love. So why shouldn't we have access to that too if we are here losing, right? Mm-hmm. And this goes back to the skin cells, right? Like, how many of you guys actually take a minute to really mourn all the skin cells that are dying every single day, right? Like, you don't even think about it. We have no energetic output towards it. And this state of neutrality is something that we can also create in other situations. And this is not going to be an overnight practice. This really is you're going to have to work with your mind, even wrapping around this concept that you can be neutral. But what we want to talk about today is how saying a good goodbye can actually release you into that place of joy and celebration and expansion while you are also grieving, because that grief isn't going to go away, right? But this is how we start to recalibrate so that every day you are not feeling more burdened by a loss, but rather you're integrating that loss into your current state of being and empowering yourself by choosing the emotional state that you can access next, which for all of you that have lost a loved one, that emotional state that you might access next is just a moment to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really, like you said, it's really important to remember that it is okay to feel grief. It is okay to feel anger because you lost somebody. All those emotions are okay. And it's good that you allow yourself to feel them. But at the same time, you don't have to stay there forever. Other people will not judge you if a year after somebody passing, you quote unquote move on with your life, because you are here to live. You are not here to suffer the loss of the other ones who have already moved on.
So how do we go about doing that? Right. This is something that I have broken down through what I call the good goodbye approach. And in 2017, I published my book, The Good Goodbye, How to Navigate Change and Loss in Life, Love, and Work. And I've also created the Good Goodbye Ritual, which is a beautiful process where I personally guide you through a ritual that I've used several times in mini versions where that's quick 5 minutes, extended versions up to 3 hours. This really is something that I've presented in a way that allows you to cater it to your own needs, but it helps address that one relationship that you're ready to part ways with. And again, this can be relationship to a person, to a thing, or to a state of being for yourself. And especially after the pandemic, I know so many people, and I know full moon has just happened recently, Ula, so I don't know if you've been aware of it, but just I'm noticing so many people are at kind of a breaking point, for lack of a better word, right now. And a big reason is because there's so much energy and loss from last year that people aren't clearing out. They're holding on to it. They've just moved on with their lives or not even paying attention to it. And so if you imagine that you've got energetic pipes running through your body, they're completely clogged up. So this is a little bit of a, what's that pipe cleaner called? That liquid? It doesn't matter. Clorox? I don't know. Anyway.
Rainbow Clorox something.
Rainbow. There we go. The good goodbye ritual is a little bit of a spiritual Drano for those energetic pipes of yours, and a lot more gentle and a lot more fun.
Yeah.
So the benefit of this ritual, okay, is to feel a sense of release, to literally feel like you are energetically being cleansed, because in the release, you will find that sense of expansion. You know, when all of a sudden, like maybe you've been mulling on something, you haven't been able to make a clear decision, and all of a sudden the decision comes to you, you act on the decision and you feel that sense of relief, you know, that feeling, That's mm-hmm. the feeling that you're going to get from this ritual. At the end of it, you will feel that sense of relief. You will have new perspectives that allow you to feel more grateful and accepting of the closure of this relationship. And the reason it's so important for me to give people this opportunity is because a lot of times we don't honor these endings, these transitions. Mm-hmm. We just move on to the next thing. And then all of a sudden, something like illness happens, something like you break your toe, something like a friend of mine, actually, her sink fell in her bathroom. Like her sink just wow. fell in the bathroom, a big freaking sink. Like, how does that happen? These are the moments that happen when the universe is like, you need to wake up. Right. And you need to start to pay attention to what's going on with you emotionally, energetically. So for those of you that are interested, the Good Goodbye Ritual is going to be in the show notes. And again, this is a beautiful opportunity where I guide you through audio recordings, through this ritual that I have used for myself in so many ways. For people that have experienced the ritual, they have been amazed at how quickly they can find a shift in perspective and see the situation on the other end of the emotional spectrum, where they feel acceptance, understanding, gratitude, more forgiveness. And then those energetic pipes get cleared out. So you can make more room for the lightness that also exists in times of transition and loss.
Yes. And more dead skin cells can fall off easier.
Yeah.
And I think we should also put a link to your book in our show notes, because it's such a beautiful book. So I highly recommend that book for everybody. Everybody.
Thank you. For that. Oh, thank you. So,
yeah, Gladys, so do you think you could give us a little example of what is it that people will actually get from this this good goodbye ritual?
Yeah. So what they'll get in terms of an experience, or what's included with the ritual?
Got kind of both.
Kind of both. Okay. So there are 6 audio recordings that come with the ritual. And all you do is you press play and you listen to me guide you through various exercises. There are also a couple meditations in there. Ooh, you'll be so proud of me.
Yes.
I like to call them guided visualizations. I'm incredibly visual and I see a lot of visions that come through whenever I am in a space where I'm open to receiving guidance from the spiritual realm. And so I've infused the ritual with the opportunity for those of you that participate in it to receive the same kind of guidance, right? And there are activities for you to do to make this ritual your own, but I'm with you from the very beginning until the very end, so that you're not only understanding this relationship through a different lens that allows you to expand that emotional spectrum. So if you've been stuck in grief or anger or denial, you're going to get to the other side where there's acceptance and release and understanding and gratitude and compassion. That is the experience I want you to have. And so all of these audio recordings are super short, because here's another thing. A lot of times when we go to self-help products, when we go to meditations or courses, they're heavy. They're mm-hmm. heavy, right? Because we're talking about.
I don't want to be heavy.
No, I don't want to listen to, you know, I don't know, Buddha's voice of very slow and very somber. And let's take our time to honor the loss of our skin cells and embrace the skin cells and the ways that they have served. And as you think of these skin cells, think back to your first loss when you were a child. I don't want that, you guys. Like, that's not fun. Okay. And Ula's over here cracking up silently. But this is what I've experienced, you know? And I mean, I'm from the field of psychology. Like, I'm a culprit of this too. But if you add more heaviness energetically to a heavy situation, guess how you're going to feel when you're done? Heavy, right? Mm-hmm. So this is different. All of these audio recordings, or 6 of them, they're like 5 to 7 minutes long. super fast because you don't need this to be dragged out. I am not dragging you through the coals of rehashing your loss, bringing up all the shit so that you can feel bad again. We're doing an energetic cleanse and release. And the best way that I have found to do that is through lightness. It's through creativity. So these exercises are fun. You're getting your whole body engaged. I'm getting you moving in different scenarios so that your creative, playful self can join the party. And in that is where transformation occurs. And that's what people, so many of my clients, I'm giving myself total pats on the back. My clients have said this is what they call the magic of Gladys. Because there is a lot that I do energetically, even if I'm giving you audio recordings, there's a lot that I'm doing in terms of giving you a chance to move energy, to have new perspectives. And then the best thing, integrate them both. I want you to feel good at the end of this ritual, but I don't want you to then an hour later go back to feeling like shit. Right. So this is something that I want you to integrate in your ongoing life. And the beautiful thing is that when you purchase it, you have lifetime access to this. So anytime I decide that I want to make an upgrade or I want to add a different fun activity, you get the latest version of it always. And this ritual is meant to be integrated into your way of living. So you can use it anytime, whether it's a big loss, whether it's a little loss, whether you are moving homes. There's a lot of movement happening right now. People are moving countries, right? They're going to nature. When you move, create a good goodbye ritual around it. Say good goodbye to your home. Say good goodbye to the things that you don't want to bring with you anymore that don't bring you joy. That is how you enter into a new chapter, ready to receive all the magic that's on the other side.
That is beautiful. And it's so exciting. I want to buy it. Can I buy it?
You can buy it for $199 special today. Actually, it's not $199, but it's so fucking cheap. Yeah. It's amazing. So we'll leave the show notes for you with the link and go get it, you guys. And one thing also, I'm going to figure out the logistics on this, but I don't know if I told you, Ola, or somebody else, but it feels really important for me to also acknowledge that this ritual is something that you can gift to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many times do you have a friend or a family member that's going through a hard time? You know that they are spending sleepless nights perseverating on a relationship that you know, like if they were to just get rid of the relationship, they'd be happier. Or they're preparing for a big transition in their life and you want to support them, but you don't want to be the therapist for them. Right? You want to show them that you're loving them throughout this journey. This is a beautiful gift that you can give to other people. So if you want to buy it for a friend or a loved one, send me an email. We'll make it happen. And that way you can purchase it for them. They get the information and then boom, you're done. You just provided a beautiful container of loving support and spiritual guidance for them to move through their transition in the best way possible.
That's so exciting. I'm very, very excited about that because then we get to continue this. We get to continue doing this. We say goodbye to all kinds of things every single day, the two of us. We create new things that we get to say goodbye to in the future. But it's all so fun and it's so light and it's just exhilarating. It's like a really true feeling of expansion of what we're doing here. And I think that's why I hear from a lot of my friends who listen to this. Thank you, by the way. I hear that we are such a dynamic duo doing this and yeah. People can hear that we have so much fun doing this.
Aww, because we do. There's a lot of laughter here, honey. And I just, you know, I want to take a moment to just tell you how grateful I am, sweetie, for you, because you have been such a light for me to realize that I can also let go even more easily. Is that a word? Easier. I can let go in a different way. Even after writing my book, even after the good goodbye that I use all the time in my personal life, that there's even more ease that can come from this. And it all goes back to these principles that we're teaching you guys, right? It's focus on your emotions. How do I want to feel right now? Mm-hmm. And then practicing letting go of your resistance. That's the biggest thing. And I'm just so grateful, honey, for our friendship, for our conversations, for you being such a magical and special being in my life that hates the words magic and special.
That's why I'm laughing here, because those are the words that I'm like, a little cringy for me. Eventually I'll tell everybody why I feel cringy about those, but thank you. Thank you, honey. That's really sweet. And I appreciate our friendship too, tremendously. This is so much fun because you helped me tell my story. I haven't told it to anyone because I didn't think anybody cared. And number two, I'm like, well, it's not going to make that much of a difference. But apparently it does. So,
yeah, a lot.
Yeah. And, I want to add to that because you said that you are learning how to let go of things easier. That never changes. I find that I've been living this life for a long, long time, but it never changes. I still go through that. And I realize that, that was so much easier to let go of that. And, look at that. That's a new thing that I can, you know, hash out. And when I say hash out, it doesn't mean that I'm going back and bringing all the negatives into my thought process and start like chopping down these little things and focusing on negatives. It's more of like, I can actually like spin this around in a minute and feel better.
I love that, honey. That's what I want you guys to experience from the ritual, right? Like that's how fast it can happen. And I mean, sweetie, you know, later on we'll be sharing more stories of just how impressively you've done that, right? And some really, really crunchy situations. Mm-hmm. But that is where life can become stupid easy fun. And remember, we mentioned this, I think, in the first or second episode. It doesn't mean that you're walking around with fairy dust, you know, and unicorn poops everywhere. Like, we're not bliss bunnies. That's not what this is about, right? Like, we know that life comes with contrast and hardship, and we're going to go through that. But we have full control of how we choose to navigate our way through it. And that is where we can learn these principles, practice them, weave them into the tapestry of our lives, and then notice how much easier life can become when we actually make room to accept and honor the one thing that we're most afraid of, which is death. So let this be a beautiful call to create a new relationship to those parts of your life that you are going to experience, right? Expand your emotional spectrum. Don't just hang out on one end of it that feels gross, 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 and then you're in avoidance and then you're doing everything to distract yourself from the gross, gross, gross. No. Let it be what it is and go to the other side as well, because both can exist at the same time. And purchase a good goodbye ritual. Get yourself into the space of clearing out your energetic pipes so that you can just free yourself up for a new space, a new chapter, and just feel more of that stupid easy fun that Ula and I get to experience on the regular, because we choose it and we make it our priority.
Yes, indeed. And I think on that note, it is good to say a good goodbye to listeners this time.
All right, everybody. We look forward to seeing you next week.